You're listening to The Power of the Human Spirit on TalkZone.com. Let's get back to your host, best-selling author and nationally recognized speaker, Paul J. Wedding.
Okay, we are back with Dave Coulier. Dave, give out the address where people can keep up with you again and what you're doing.
It's www.davecoulier.tv. And that's davecoulier.tv. And if you go and you register, you can be eligible to win one of these Joey Gladstone no action figures. And then what's really cool here, Paul, is that after we've already given one of these away for January and one for February, and then what people are doing is they're making a video and then they post it on the site and they use their Joey no action figure as the star of the video. And then at the end of the year, all of the registered users are going to vote on which video they like the best. And that person's going to win $500, dinner with me plus three of their friends, and four tickets to one of my comedy shows and other stuff that I'm going to throw in there at the end of the year. But people, you know, it's a great place for people to network and communicate with each other. And there's forums, and you can keep up with what I'm doing there as well. So, DaveCoulier.tv, register. I'd love to hear from all your listeners.
Fantastic. And again, our number is 888-GO-FOR-IT. If you're like me and it takes you forever to figure that out, it's 888-463-6748. If you want to call with a question or just talk to Dave, feel free to give us a buzz. We've also set up a link to his site on TalkZone. And there is a link on my site, which is www.pauljwedding.com, that also will go to Dave's site as well. Previously, with the question that we just had, I did have another one, and it's probably going to kind of run into the question that we were just talking about. But, you know, I find in comedy routines, it seems like the more profanity in the act, the funnier the speaker is. And for me, I find it just the opposite. The less profanity, the funnier the comic. Like with Bill Cosby, I think I've heard one word that you could even possibly consider to be something profane.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come out on that?
Well, like I said earlier in the program here, I'm not a prude. I really appreciate the George Carlins and the Richard Pryors and the Sam Kinisons of the world, but there has to be a point behind the message, you know, and there has to be a point when you're using those words. And, you know, those guys could use the English language in such a way that it really made their point, you know, hit home in a certain way that most people can't. And so I think now it's just become so gratuitous with a lot of comedians, and you mentioned this earlier, it's I think more difficult to make an audience laugh without using, you know, four-letter cuss words. And I think it's, you know, that has always been the challenge to me, coming up with stuff, you know, funny is funny, and coming up with just pure funny stuff is a little, you have to put a little more work into it than just throwing an F-bomb every other sentence.
Exactly. I did get an email here, so I want to ask you the question that this person is familiar with Bob Saget's comedy, and they say he is as filthy as they come.
Yeah, he is.
The question, what do you think of Bob's work, Dave?
Well, I've known Bob since I was a teenager. I met Bob in Detroit at a little comedy club. He was in town on a Comedy Store tour and happened to pop into this little comedy club that I was just doing open talent night on. And Bob and I became instant friends, and Bob has always been triple R rated. I mean, he's filthy. I always tell people that Bob is my filthy Jewish sister. And so, you know, we've always been the yin and yang of comedy and completely different styles, but you know, Bob makes me laugh, and I don't know how many of your listeners heard his HBO special, but he actually talked about my nether regions in his HBO special. And I was like, Bob, are you kidding? So said, it is so funny, wait till you see it. And I watched it, and I just, you know, I remember even my mom called me up. She said, you know, your friend Bob is talking about your private. And I said, yeah, I know, Mom, I know. What are you going to do? And she said, well, that's just not right. Why would he do something like that? And I said, well, because Bob thinks it's funny, Mom. Because, well, I don't think it's very funny. I said, well, that's just Bob. You have to know him. You know, I mean, I love Bob. You know, I stood up in Bob's wedding. I've known him forever. But our comedy styles couldn't be, you know, at more opposite ends of the spectrum.
Sure. And by the way, you were born here in Michigan, St. Clair Shores to be exact. And there's been quite a comparison made to the Detroit Lions going 0-16, their season to the state that we're in right now. You know, we're experiencing tremendous job loss, a mayor that just got out of jail for lying under oath, budget cuts, and one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country. And then there are the Detroit Red Wings. Can you talk a little bit about the love you got for the Wings, what you see as far as the playoffs coming up? And I'd like to hear a little bit about this hockey celebrity hockey team you skate with.
Well, growing up in Detroit, during the era that I grew up, I worshipped Gordie Howe. And later in life, after I had been on television, I became friends with Gordie after skating with him in several charity games, and you know, he's been a really good friend over the years. I remember playing at Gordie Howe Hockey Land in St. Clair Shores back when Gordie Howe actually taught the hockey school, and that's how far I go back. Being a Red Wings fan was, you know, of course, when I was a kid. But you know, there were many years when I was a Red Wings fan, and so were, you know, countless others, when they really struggled, and really, you know, when Steve Yzerman first came in his rookie year, and the team, you could kind of feel that they were turning the tide, and, you know, they were the Dead Wings for so long. And
exactly, yep.
Then when they talk about life kind of circling all the way back, I sat with Gordie Howe during the game at Joe Louis, when the Red Wings beat Philadelphia after the 42-year drought. And I remember walking down into the Red Wings locker room, and I remember a couple of people. I remember Mike Vernon coming up to me, and he just grabbed me, and he goes, can you believe this? And I said, no, it's unbelievable. And I remember just walking in the Red Wings locker room and getting sprayed with champagne, and the first person I saw was Brendan Shanahan holding the Stanley Cup and spraying champagne all over himself. And then the next person I saw was Detroiter Jeff Daniels, the actor, who I often get mistaken for. And I always tell people we're twin sons of different mothers. But what an amazing memory that I'll have the rest of my life, being able to, you know, be, you know, just a little part of that Red Wings win. And, you know, that was the first cup after a 42-year drought, and they've won several since. And at one point, the Ilitch family called me up and asked me if I would be the celebrity captain of the Red Wings for the 75th anniversary of the NHL. And I actually got to travel to Joe Louis and give a speech to the night they retired Alex Delvecchio and Ted Lindsay's jerseys and hoisted them up in the rafters of Joe Louis. And so I've been really, really lucky being a St. Clair Shores kid, being able to spend some time with some of my heroes.
St. Clair Shores, when you were, you know, I'm pretty much the same age, you know, that you are. And, yeah, St. Clair Shores, that was one city that if you didn't play hockey, then I don't know, because – everybody I know that's my age that grew up in the Shores, everybody played hockey. It wasn't so much baseball. It wasn't so much basketball. It was strictly hockey. This the celebrity hockey team that you skate, are you still skating with them? And
there's not really a celebrity hockey team any longer. I mean, during the 90s, we had a great group of guys, Matthew Perry and Richard Dean Anderson and Alan Thicke and Alex Trebek, Michael Keaton, Michael J. Fox, and Jason Priestley. We had an amazing group of guys, and we would go and we would play charity games against teams like the Boston Bruins and the Red Wings. I had my charity game at Joe Louis when we played with the Red Wings there, and I have a picture of me and Fetisov and Iserman at center ice shaking hands, and you know, it was you know, an amazing time to be playing on that charity celebrity team. Now I just kind of play in different games here in Los Angeles. I skate with some of the Vancouver Canucks alumni. We do some charity games, and there's some games around the country where there's a group of guys that still play. And but there really isn't one celebrity hockey team any longer. There's kind of different cities that host games, and celebrities come in to play. But yeah, just I have so many amazing memories, and when I started my foundation, the Coulier Foundation, in Detroit years ago when my sister Sharon passed away from cancer. And at that time, I really didn't know very much about cancer, or especially what women go through during cancer. And so I started my foundation, and we raised a lot of money for local charities in Detroit. It was really incredible to be able to just, you know, do something that I love so much, playing hockey, and then afterwards give a check back to people that were really in need of, you know, some support. So it was really the best of all worlds, and, you know, I felt like the luckiest guy in the world to be out there.
I got an email from somebody who would like to hear your best Bill Murray impression. I didn't even know you had one.
Well, you know, I worked on the Real Ghostbusters on ABC for quite a while. And basically, you know, what I did was the Bill Murray character. So I got that going for me, you know, which is a plus when you think about it, you know.
On the other side of the break, we are going to hear what Dave is up to, where you might be able to go see him. So don't go anywhere. This is The Power of the Human Spirit on TalkZone.com.